Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a special Trinity Talks today, because today here at the church, it is Camp Sunday. So it's my pleasure to introduce some of the very integral members of Camp Trinity who are joining me for a conversation to talk about all of the weeks that were, and then maybe a little bit about the weeks that are to come in 2025. But welcome. I'd like to say welcome to Brooklyn, to Krista, and to Rachel. And thanks for taking time to join me today.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for having us here.
All right. Yeah. I can tell already that your blood pressure is lower because camp has officially ended. I know next week you have a week of tidy up and clean up, but the kids have all gone off. And you did it. So congratulations.
Thank you.
For those of you who were with us earlier in the service, you would have seen the camp video. It was just some amazing highlights from some of the fun that was had over the 6 weeks at Camp Trinity. So I really want to have a conversation with you to learn a little bit about what happened. But as per usual, I love to also start with a little game. So let's just make it a quick conversation of some favorites. Okay. I was just thinking about there's so many different elements of Camp Trinity, and I'm sure that you have experienced just about all of them. But so I'm wondering what your favorites were. So maybe I'll start over with Rachel at the far end, and I'm just going to do some quick questions, and I'd like to hear your answers.
Okay.
All right. Since you're all wearing t-shirts, this is the simple one. What's your favorite t-shirt color that the kids wear at Camp Trinity, or the stuff?
The bright safety green, because they're very easy to identify in the water.
Yes, and on our trips.
Bright safety green. All right, we'll put that on the Crayola crayons. Bright safety green. I like it. Exactly. What about you, Krista?
I'd probably say that's my favorite, just for the same kind of reason, but I have to say purple because I'm the only one that gets to wear it.
True.
All right. Brooklyn?
I'm going to agree with Rachel. The yellow, it's so helpful when we're trying to get kids out of the pool. Yes. If they're like, no, I don't need to get out of the pool, I'm like, yes, you do. You're in the Camp Trinity shirt.
That's
and we
right.
can see you from a mile away. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. One of my favorite questions is, what's your favorite tuck candy? You give candy out every day, or kids have the ability to get some candy.
I would say white Freezies got to be the best.
Oh, yeah.
Best color of Freezies, I agree.
Yeah, I'm going to be boring and say the gummies that we had this year because they're my personal favorite.
All right. So. Gummies. That's not boring.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Rice Krispie Squares.
Oh.
Yeah. They were a favorite among the littles and juniors.
So. All right. As staff members, did you get a chance to enjoy some of the tuck?
No.
One time, a camper actually bought me something, which was super nice.
That's so sweet.
Shout out Andrew from Biggs.
Well, Jai, that's so kind. All right, games. I know that you play a lot of games. Mm-hmm. What were some of your favorite games, or what was your favorite, Rachel?
My favorite game is called Medusa, and it's because the kids all get to scream, and it's fun.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds like that might be my least favorite game. Sounds good.
I liked the Just Dance because I liked coming in and watching everybody do it, like the counselors and the kids, and they were all having a blast.
Nice.
Plus, it was songs that I knew. So
yeah, that's fun.
That's always fun too.
I love Octopus. I feel like it's such a classic, and it gets all the kids like running around and having so much fun.
Fun. Okay, you start the morning off with morning worship, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite worship song?
Mine is "I'm So Blessed."
Okay.
My Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
I like Alive.
Okay, all three very different. I like that. Okay, maybe some of you will be biased because I know some of you are in charge of different age groups. But what was your favorite age group?
I
don't know if I'm allowed to ask that, but why not? There's no rules.
My job was the assistant director of the Biggs group, so I'm going to have to say the Biggs.
All right, for those of you who don't know, what age are the Biggs?
So the Biggs are between the ages of 7 and 10, depending on like when their birthday is in the year.
Yep.
So there are kids that are going into grade 3 up to kids going into grade 5.
Excellent. All right.
Juniors.
The juniors.
Always my favorite because they're so sweet.
Yeah. Okay. Are they the youngest?
They're the youngest.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
So similar to Rachel, I was the assistant director for the juniors and littles, and I just cannot pick between them.
Okay.
I love them all, but yeah, the juniors definitely are very sweet, and
that's
I do love
nice.
Them, and so are the littles too. So
yeah, perfect. All right, so camp spanned over 2 months, July and August. I know that there's a little bit of a shift sometimes in the morale. I'm not sure. Maybe there's not. But did you have a favorite, the earlier months, July, or did you prefer the later months of August for camp? Personally,
I preferred the earlier ones. Yeah. I just think we all had more energy, and there was also more kids registered earlier. Mm-hmm. So then it was just more people, more fun.
Yeah. All right.
It depends on what I'm thinking about in terms of, was it easier? August.
August was easier. Yeah.
For the same reason, because there were fewer kids.
A little lighter.
So it was a little bit lighter. And the weather was a little bit better, so we didn't have to do much shifting around on the fly.
I know that was a lot of your role, wasn't it, Krista? Yeah. Some shifting. But that's one thing we do well here is flexibility. So maybe we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I think I would say August too, just because I feel like we kind of got into like a great routine as a staff, and we just made things go so smoothly in the last few weeks because it was kind of down to a science at that point.
Excellent. All right, like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, for sure.
And field trip. Camp Trinity does great field trips. Do you have a favorite? And I'm wondering why it would have been a favorite.
Yeah, so for me, we had the... This is the first year we went to the inflatable water park at Professor's Lake in Brampton.
Okay.
And that was so fun. Also, the staff got to participate in that one. So that was that also made it better, too. And we also split the kids up into like more manageable sized groups. So I think all of those factors combined to just make that a really great trip.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that would probably be because once it got organized, it was a little bit fraught getting it organized.
Okay.
But once it was organized, it was so easy.
So that was
so simple.
All right. So, from the organizational perspective, it was also a good one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The younger kids didn't get to go there. I'm kind of sad about it, but it's okay. I don't know how well that would have gone for them. But
yeah.
We went to this indoor playground a couple of times.
Yes.
And it was great. It was the kids had so much fun, and we could just let them go in the place. We weren't worried about them, like where they were or anything, because we were just inside this building, and it was so much fun.
And so they had fun.
Yeah. So we had fun.
Okay, that's awesome. And last but not least, which one is maybe easier, drop-off time or pick-up time for the kids? For you, do you have a favorite?
Probably pick-up time.
Pick-up time.
We got to put a movie on, and they would just sit and wait for their name to be called.
Yeah, and then way to go home, nice and calm to the families. Does everyone else agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
All right. Yeah. All right. That's wonderful. All right. So we talked a little bit about your favorites about the camp, but I'm just wondering what you would say to anyone who's watching. Why is Camp Trinity the best summer camp?
I can start.
Anyone can jump in there. Anyone can jump.
Yeah. I think I've said this like in the past about Camp Trinity as well. We just have the best community.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the staff, the LITs, there's a lot of people that return every year. And so that just really creates like such this tight knit group of people. And then the campers as well. We have some campers that stay the entire summer. And so we get to know them really well. They form connections with other campers. They form connections with leaders, as well as like some kids, they don't stay the whole summer, but we see them every summer. So we'll see them 1 week, and we just love to see all the kids that come back. And yeah, it's just great. I love the community here.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
100%. I also just think that at Trinity, we have such an engaging staff team. Like we're always so engaged with the programming and with the kids on field trips, always playing with them, always involving ourselves. And I think that that really helps like just create an awesome summer and helps make like amazing memories for the kids. Yeah, I think it's just great. All the staff here are just top tier.
Well, when I see the videos, it really does look like a top tier, as you said, operation.
That's just the variety of stuff we offer the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think parents are always surprised by, do I need to send extra money for that? They're going on a field trip. I'm like, no, that's all included.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's right. No. There's activities here.
There's activities everywhere.
Field trips, activities. Yeah. That's true. It's a very dynamic, diverse camp, isn't it, as well? All right. So let's talk a little bit more specifically about your own roles here at Trinity and maybe why you wanted to work in those roles. Maybe we'll start with Krista because yours is a little bit different.
It's a little bit different.
You're the one and only.
I'm the one behind the scenes making sure that kids get to do what we said they were going to get to do, and if they don't get to do what we said they were going to do, finding an alternative for them and booking it. Grace and I do that together.
Mm-hmm.
Grace will usually come up with, this is where we want to send them, and then I make that happen.
They make it happen. All right. So when we email camp@trinitystreetsville.org,
that comes to me.
That comes to you.
The first one that gets to see all that.
Wonderful. Yeah. All right. Well, you keep it moving very nicely, and I know that it's well appreciated. Now, Brooklyn and Rachel, you were in what roles?
So I was the Littles and Juniors assistant director this year. So I was kind of flopping between the littles group and the juniors group all summer and just supporting Zoe and Talia, the supervisors of those groups, as best as I could. And yeah, it was great. I initially applied to be a supervisor, but I guess my interview went well, and I'm really happy about the position I got, and it was so great, and I loved it. And I felt so supported by the supervisors and by Rachel and Zion, too, the other assistant directors, and by Grace and Krista.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to feel like you have that team around 100%, you, isn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Rachel, what was your role?
So I was the assistant director of Biggs, so similar to Brooklyn, but I had one age group. And then, yeah, it's a lot of supporting and also behind the scenes work to make sure that, so the supervisors are more like in front of the group of kids all the time, and we're there to support as well, but also doing those behind the scenes stuff, like making sure that our trips are getting paid for. Like if we have to talk to the people at the venues that we're going to see, then we would be the ones doing that. Making sure we have the materials that we need for our activities, like those kind of things as well.
Lots of things you don't think of.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we're doing.
A lot of things people probably take for granted.
Yes.
Okay. So when you arrive at camp, what does your typical days look like?
Okay. I can go first.
Yeah.
Okay. So for the assistant directors and the supervisors, we have a meeting in the morning to just go over like what our day is going to look like. So we talk about things like what we're doing for our lesson that day, where we need to be so that we can make sure that all of our groups are in different spaces, talking about like where our trips are going that day, when we're going to get on the bus, what time we need to do tuck with the kids to make sure that they can all get their candy at a good time, and make sure that the maintenance guys have time to clean up after us, like that kind of thing too. So we start with that meeting in the morning. And then after that, we have worship, we have our lesson time. So that's when we go through a Bible story with the kids and talk about how this year our theme was Fruit of the Spirit. So we talked about a fruit of the Spirit each week and talked about how the Bible story would relate to that theme. We had snack. Then we would do our morning activity. Could be a range of different things.
Yeah.
Choose your own activity, going to a park, anything like that. Usually staying around the church. And then lunch. And then we'd typically go on a trip. And for the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow, that's full.
Yeah.
Yep. It really is.
Yeah. That's the whole day. Yeah. My day looks exactly like that too.
Just had different kids with
you. Yeah, different kids. Yeah, the meeting. And then I actually set up the sanctuary every morning before worship. Mm-hmm. And me and Hannah, the supervisor of Biggs, were leading worship this year, and Zoe. So we're the ones kind of getting that all set up for all the kids and like picking the songs we're singing each day.
Good for you. Yeah.
And then the rest of the day goes along just like Rachel said.
Yeah, it just chugs along. And now, Krista, you were not going on the field trips.
No, I didn't go on any field trips this year. I didn't go on any last year either, I think. But in years past, I have. But they didn't need me because they're so good at what they do.
That's right. All right, so you...
So my day, I start at 8 o'clock in the morning and make sure that the check-in system is working because sometimes it doesn't.
Yes.
So we need to... fiddle with little stuff like that. That's also Mary Tavares is a huge help with that.
I love the idea that there's such a team involved.
There's there's background. There's other background people that come along and help. So it's just making sure that gets set up, being there in case parents have any questions. Selling extra tuck tickets is always something that I do until like 10 o'clock in the morning because kids will come up. Oh, wait, I forgot to get my tuck ticket.
That's right. It's all the necessities of life.
Yeah. So stuff like that. And then double checking and making sure what time the buses are supposed to get there and dealing with any issues like when it rained and poured and we had to switch. We can't go outside and go to Jack Darling Park all day because it's raining 50 millimeters of rain. So let's go somewhere else instead.
Yes, it was an awfully rainy year or summer.
It was a very rainy summer this summer.
All right. So. But it's nice to hear that you were able to pivot.
Yes.
And get creative and
just looking for different bus companies and all kinds of stuff.
So the kids can have a great experience. Exactly. And of course, it's all about the kids. And there were a lot of kids here. So stories. I'm sure everyone wants to hear some stories about what it was like for the kids. I'm wondering, do you have any great stories or memories or successes or funny stories that happened this year? We don't even have to use names. Just love to hear a couple stories from the camp this summer.
I don't get to interact with the kids a lot, except when they come up to the desk.
Yeah.
But the bigs are the one I interact with the most.
Okay.
Because I'm right across the hall from them, basically. And they see me and they come up and they go, who are you? I'm Krista and I get to, you know, make arrangements for you guys to go on fun trips and sell you Chuck tickets and all that kind of stuff. Huh? And one kid came up and said, how old are you? And I was like, well, how old do you think I am? And he's like, 70. No.
No.
And then he went, 95? No, wrong direction. Sorry. So I thought that was absolutely
that
hilarious.
Is.
Just, that is so
it
funny.
It was so funny.
All right. Yeah.
And another little kid, the guy in the background, no, not 95.
No.
Maybe you're 75. No, still the wrong direction.
Down. I love it.
So I thought it was hilarious because to everybody, to them, like if you're over 16, you're old.
You're old. And it could be really any number. Yes, absolutely.
I'm like grandma age. And well, my grandma's 70, so you must be.
Exactly. You just fit in that range. Oh, that's a good story.
Yeah, I guess one of the successes that we had at camp, we had some kids come in one week and they were not participating in worship. They were just sitting down. Like most of the other kids were like jumping up around, but they just did not seem to want to participate. But then the last day of camp, I saw them standing up, singing, doing the actions, like the last day of the week. And I was just so happy. I was like, aww. Oh, there they are. And I feel like that was just a big success because that meant that we made them feel comfortable and we made them have like such a fun week that they wanted to participate and sing the songs with us and, yeah, just have a good time. So that really warmed my heart when I saw that.
That is so true, to know that level of comfort could just warm them up into
for
feeling
sure.
safe.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then excited.
Yeah.
Of course. Love that.
I think for me, one of the most fun activities that we did that I did not expect it to go this well
okay.
was that we did a paper airplane contest with the bigs. So every kid spent some time making their airplane. They like made it, they designed it themselves and then they like colored on it. So then we had a contest of who had the best looking airplane. So we did that first.
Sure.
And then we got them to go into their cabin groups with their leader and they all took turns racing in front of the whole group. We were all watching as each of these races took place. And then after that, the winner of each cabin group went and competed for their cabin. To see like which cabin would win.
Yes.
And so all the kids were just so into it. They were screaming and chanting for their team. Every time a new cabin would go up, they'd be like, go Tabitha's cabin, go Petra's cabin. Like they'd all be like cheering for each other. They were just so into it. And I really didn't expect it to go that well with like 65 kids making paper airplanes, but it was just one of the best mornings. It was just so fun.
Oh, that's so nice. Something simple, but again, it just speaks to the community, I think. Yeah, so wonderful. Those are just, I'm sure, a few of the many stories that you had as well. One thing that we did offer this year at Camp Trinity that was new was a program called the Hand in Hand Program. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if any of you had any experience in seeing that hand-in-hand program in action or if you sort of know a little bit about what that was all about.
So a bunch of the campers who were in hand-in-hand were in Juniors and Littles. So it was so much fun. We got to interact with them lots. So basically the hand-in-hand program is just an extension of the programs at camp. The kids like pretty much do exactly what the other kids do. They just have extra support with that one-on-one there to guide them and help them. And we do have a room for them if they were feeling overwhelmed or they just wanted a quiet space. So that was really great. And that was just off of the Littles room. So for the campers who were in Littles and a part of the hand-in-hand program, it was great if they were getting like overstimulated by all the noise, they could just go into the hand-in-hand room, but they were always free to come back in and integrate themselves with the program. Mm-hmm. Sophia was the assistant director of it, and she did just such a great job at making the kids feel welcome and integrating them into the groups, but also not pushing them past their comfort zone. And yeah, I think it was quite a success, and I can't wait to see how the program grows next year.
I think that's great. I know that was one of the goals this year, was to make Camp Trinity even more inclusive.
Yeah.
So what a great way to involve all of our campers and to create a safe and, yeah, inclusive environment for them. So yeah, thank you to Sophia too, who was running that.
Yeah.
Another program that we do is the LIT program. And I know that you mentioned LIT before. LIT stands for Leaders in Training. Mm-hmm. Who would be able to speak to what that's all about?
Yeah, I can talk about that.
Sure.
So the Leader in Training program is for people typically between when they're too old to come to camp, mm-hmm. but too young to be a leader. Mm-hmm. So that's around like 14 years old. And so what we do in that program is that we have training for them as well. And then they are able to get paired up with a leader. So we had a bunch of LITs in the bigs and they would each go with like a cabin leader. And what they would do is help with the program, but also because they're paired with the leader, they'd be able to like kind of watch that leader, see what it means to be a leader at camp and learn by both participating, like getting that hands-on experience, but also by watching. And then the leader also has extra support for their campers. So that's great too, because they could be like, oh, can you take this kid to the bathroom because I'm running this program right now. Mm-hmm. Or like those kind of like sometimes smaller things just to have that extra pair of eyes that are helping with the kids. And so we had a lot of LITs this year. Mm-hmm. I want to say like at
so
least
many.
15.
Wow.
And they come for different weeks, so they don't have to be there for all the weeks of camp. They get volunteer hours for it. And mm-hmm. then they also get that experience and hopefully those connections so that they can come back as a leader. We've had, I think almost half of our leaders that we currently have been in the LIT program.
Yeah. So I was in LIT.
Yeah. So it's a great experience.
Years ago, but
yeah. So it's a great way to like sort of scaffold your engagement within the camp. So kids can come from when they're 4 years old and there's always a place for them all the way up until they're, I guess, going off to university or even in university. Right.
Yep, exactly.
And so, we always have campers who are aging out of youth. Are like, well, how can I become an LIT? Because they want to come back to camp.
Right.
As well.
Yeah. Yes. So it's also a great transition for that too, to kind of be like, well, you're not a camper anymore. Mm-hmm. So this is how you learn to become a leader. Because sometimes if you go straight from being a camper to being a leader, you just want to play. But you have to like learn.
That's right. It's a bridge.
Exactly.
Yeah. It bridges between both.
Exactly.
That's so smart. I can see so much wisdom in that. And it sounds so lovely.
And we always get so many applicants, but there's not enough spaces for them all.
Okay. So it's an application process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's an application process. There's a resume.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they're interviewing and there's an interview process as well. Mm-hmm. So it's also getting them ready, not only to be, you know, working at camp, but just working in general.
Mm-hmm. Right. So real life skills.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so nice. Yeah. All right. So today I mentioned earlier is Camp Sunday. So the final Sunday right after camp has ended. Why do we love Camp Sunday?
The energy.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be amazing when we go in there. People are not going to expect it. I think some people are a little bit surprised.
Okay.
That it is so energetic, but it is because they do such a good job. Brooklyn and her team do such a good job at like, pumping the kids up.
Yes. That's right. So for those of you, maybe if you've just logged in or you're just tuning in now, we are going to be moving into our 11:15 service, I guess in just 20 minutes or so. And we're going to be kicking off the real Camp Sunday event during our 11:15 service.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have any loves for Camp Sunday they want to share?
Yeah, I just love like seeing all of the campers that we had throughout the summer, because the last day of camp can be pretty sad, saying goodbye to especially the kids who have been there all the weeks. And I was saying goodbye to a kid and I was like, oh no, like I'll see you next year, right? And they're like, no, you'll see me on Sunday. I was like, oh, perfect. Okay. Now I'm not sad anymore. I'll see you on like weekend. So it's just like a great way to kind of reconnect with the campers after camp. And I also just love that they can show their parents like the fun that they have at camp. They're always so excited to like show them the songs. And yeah, it's just such a great day. And it's so fun to see all of the campers come back and show their love for camp.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. And also, like, there's some, those campers we really miss are the ones that are, like, they were there all summer. And we're like, oh, no, we don't want to say goodbye. But then also the campers that were there for 1 week and maybe they were only there at the very beginning of the summer. And we're like, whoa, it's so awesome to see you again. We haven't seen you in so long. What have you been up to? And just, like, just that community aspect again of just seeing everyone again.
What a great way to reconnect and then share experience.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Camp Trinity's been going on. I believe I heard, and I could be wrong, that this was the 14th year of Camp Trinity.
I think so.
I think so. So Camp Trinity is already getting some ideas for next year. I know that. And I know that the website's been, you know, we've been thinking about some things to do on that. I'm wondering what your hopes are maybe for next summer when we do it all again in 2025. Any special hopes for next summer?
I think we already talked about this a little bit, but I'd love to see an expanded hand-in-hand program. Mm-hmm. I think that was such a good addition. And yeah, it makes camp way more inclusive as well. And open to just everyone. And so I'd love to see more of those spots being able to be given to kids that need it. And I'm also really excited. I always love seeing leaders come back and then be able to step up into new roles. Mm-hmm, so like Brooklyn sure. this year, she stepped up in a big way from being like a leader to being an assistant director.
Yes, that's right. That's a big boost.
And then same with like the supervisors and just seeing all of the staff rise to the occasion of their new roles.
Yeah. I'm also really excited to see some of the youth who are graduating out of like the youth program become an LIT, because those kids who are graduating youth, I was their leader when they were in Bigs. So it kind of seems crazy that now they're becoming LITs, but I just know that they're all going to do such a great job, and I can't wait to see which of them are going to like step up and want to lead. And hopefully we've been kind of an inspiration to them, I guess, if they want to do that. And
absolutely.
All the leaders. And yes, yeah, so that'll just be great to see, and I'm excited to see which ones want to come back and be LITs.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys for joining me today for this conversation. I feel like I learned a lot. I feel the energy already, and I'm really excited to sort of jump into the service in just a few minutes and sort of feel the energy even more. But just on behalf of all of the families and the church community, I just like to say thank you to you, and then of course all the staff and volunteers for creating such a beautiful, welcoming, inclusive, and loving environment for camp and their families and the children.
Thank you.
And we want to thank you guys for supporting us and for letting us use the space. It's amazing.
Yes. All right. And you kept it fairly tidy.
It's a big ask to, you know, we're going to open up your church building to 150, 80 kids every week, and they're going to get messy. Mm-hmm.
They are. But it's all done in a good name, and it's done well. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. So those are some of the staff at Camp Trinity sharing their insights and their wisdom and their experiences from the summer 2024 Camp Trinity. We're going to pass it off to the slides now, and I'll see everyone in just a little while.